When we went to the state tournament the first time, Mr. Herr Thompson, he had given the white school outfits with and had these jackets with the cave, and their colors was purple and gold. So he went up there and he told them, they bought them some more uniforms and gave us theirs. So our colors were blue and gold, but we had to wear purple and gold when we first went to the first state tournament. But then after we finally got to the place where we could play in the gym, we bought our own outfits then.
Somebody asked me to ask you this, and there was one of your players, I guess, on the basketball team, eventually went to Tuskegee Institute.
That was William O'Neill Bethel. He went to Tuskegee Institute. Now, he was a good basketball player, and he was one of the better basketball players they had early days. So he went to Tuskegee, and he went out and played basketball. Then he went out for the football team, made the football team. Then he graduated and went to Florida. Let's see, one goes to Miami. Milton High School, he went to Coach at that school. His team won the championship down there. He got fortune basketball. But yes, he was really, and now he was the one to sing too.
Many kids didn't get to go to college during that time period. How many that you graduated do you think went on to college from Horse Cave?
Oh, early days now, Billy was probably the first one to go to college. Then finally, at later years, then you see Wilson and Helen, the two boys who went to the Globetrotters, I got the Globetrotters up there, they went to Tennessee State. Now then, some of the others, boys, some boys and girls went to college, went to Kentucky State.
Probably made you pretty proud to see him go, didn't it?
Hmm?
Made you feel pretty proud to see them.
Oh, yeah. Now then, I tell you, see, we have this reunion. At first, when we used to have the reunion, I'll show you some of the books, yeah. Some of the reunion things. Now we had reunions meet at the center down in Cave City. Every year, when we first started that, now those youngsters got good jobs. Some of them were doctors. Some of them lawyers, some of them went on and had good jobs. Now, when their kids came along, they saw to it that they went to college. Now then, they bring them back when they come. When we first started having reunions down there, we had as many as 150, 200 kids all together would come back. Yeah. Now, this past year was the one last time that hadn't had one. Every 2 years they have this reunion. And they come back. This time we met it, and I think we had about 80 or 90.
Right.
But they all come back, they all have done well.
That's good.
Yeah, they all have done exceptionally well, and I told them it didn't make any difference. And well, those that stayed around in town, they had good jobs, and they respected citizens.